Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. The real Doug Harris is here. And I say the real Doug Harris because this man is so unique in the messages that he gives. He speaks all over the world. He talks about power, diversity, and inclusion, privilege, unity, and love. And today we're going to tackle the big topic of the love principle that he's spreading all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Doug Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine. How are you?
I am so good. I got you. It's during a COVID, right? That's the only thing that slowed you down.
Dude, I have been so slowed down that I'm not liking it, but I am taking advantage of it for sure.
Because someone of your caliber, a man of your stamina, you're flying probably most of your life. So are you writing more that you have this COVID situation going on?
I do a lot of audio tapes. Not a big writer, a lot of audio tapes. I've been doing quite a bit of publishing through audio tapes just to keep my viewpoints going on and keep my mind active. And it's been exciting because I have the time to think, not interrupt it, a lot of silence. So it's been working for me and making the best out of that circumstance.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And we don't have to pay that big fee that you charge. I'm just kidding.
Exactly. But I'm missing that big fee, though. That's what made me hang out with Francine, that big fee that I get.
That big fee that you get. And we all want to get that big fee because we all have this stuff in our head that we want to get out and we can save the world. And when I heard about your love principle and saw the people when they came out of the workshop for the love principle, the speaking engagement that you do, they lit up. What did you do to them?
When you look at the concept, it really is about exploring love at a deeper level. And so often when we think about the word love, we think about it from an emotional vantage point versus kind of a way to exist in the world. And it's actionable and it kind of drives your thoughts and beliefs. So when people can actually turn it into something that they can use, other than, again, kind of a preference for something, it really becomes actionable and you get that type of response. I'm very excited about sharing this message of love, which is a big part of my personal existence.
Because when you talk to companies and corporations about, let me come in and speak to your employees about the love principle, they're probably saying, what?
Right? You get that reaction. And then you have to explain kind of the value of it. But that is an initial reaction. This isn't a place for love. You know, we get things done. And then you got to connect the concept of the love principle to getting things done. And the connection that I make is how the love principle can really just bring the best out of your people. And so when they embrace it, it's not just about getting things done, but getting the best out of them while they're getting things done because they're in a different place and a different way of seeing the world. Yep.
Getting the best, and I bet their ears perked up when you said getting the best out of your employees. I bet they're like, yeah. When can you come?
That's the selling point. That's the selling point. Yeah. I think the other piece that makes the love principle exciting to employers is oftentimes employees believe that the company is responsible for bringing out my best. And the love principle kind of shifts that to say, hey, look, your outlook and your perspective on the world and how you are driven will bring out the best. And so if you're controlling that, it's less impacted by what you run into, but more so connected to who you are and what's inside of you. And so the love principle connects to a way of existing versus reacting to circumstances.
Right.
And so existence goes beyond circumstances, and it empowers people to be their best.
The only thing I can think of when you say the love principle and you're going in there and you're unpacking things for people is, you know, the toxicity that existed before, right? The toxicity in an email, the toxicity in the way that you talk to me in the lunchroom, right? It's those little bitty things that literally take us over the edge.
It does. It does. Yeah. And we personalize it many times too. Francine. So we think when people say something and do something in a way that's not acceptable, it's about us, versus really about them. You know, so we can't personalize that, because if we personalize it, we'll then have that interrupt our way of being, and we'll get an attitude, we'll get frustrated. So when the love principle exists within you, you go beyond the circumstances and the incidents, and you live at a higher level, so your response to those will go to a higher level. Because the love principle is about existence versus circumstances and situations. Does that resonate for you, Francine?
I am letting that brew like a stew in my head. So say for instance, hypothetically, you approached me and I found it toxic. If I had the love principle in me before, I would say, I totally understand that, Doug. So it's almost like I take responsibility so this toxicity goes no further. Is that kind of what
Okay. It does. And then the next level of the love principle, I love your example, is I can help the person who gives me their toxic side, help them address it. You know, this person needs help to not bring that anywhere else. So the love principle looks at this person as a person in need versus a person who has interrupted my existence. So I'll say, you know, look, when you said this, I know you probably meant this, but the way that was received, and I know who you are, but a better way to maybe present that so that it's not as toxic is this. So the love principle is like, I need to take him to another level versus worrying about what level he takes me to. So it's a whole higher level of existence when you're operating from that place. And my motto is, I leave people better than I found them, but I do it with love. It doesn't matter, you know, who they are, where they're coming from. That's kind of the principle of my existence.
Yeah, because when you look up Doug's bio, you can go right now. It's therealdougharris.com. And when you look up, you know, you try to find the essence of a person when you go to their website. Your quote is, I leave people better than I found them, and I do it with love. And you're not a preacher, right? You're not an ordained minister. You're not trying to get our offerings every week. You're just a guy who's lived a while, who we are happy that is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And I am happy, too, when I wake up in the 75 degrees versus 35 in Chicago. So we are both very happy that I am living in Charlotte during this time. And I love it here. It's been a good place for me. I can't wait for it to become a little bit more normal. I have enjoyed my existence here. I've been back and forth for about 4 years, and earlier this year I moved here permanently. And even though this pandemic is taking place, it's still been an enjoyable experience.
And, you know, once you drink the water in Charlotte, you stay. You know, you try to fake it for a little bit, but you're going to stay. We like that.
Yeah.
When you talk about the love principle, another thing that comes to mind is we've been trying to figure out this work-life balance. Some of us live in toxic households, right? We're learning how toxic it is during COVID, right? So we bring that toxicity to the office, and then we do it vice versa.
And, you know, when you look at the core of the love principle, it's based on, you know, a higher level of existence. And that higher level of existence moves from circumstances to existence. So circumstances are based on situations, incidents, events, experiences, all those things can drive how you see the world. But when you're operating through the love principle, it's about your vision, your purpose, kind of what's within you, which is bigger than those things that you encounter. Because what's within you will now drive your reaction. And so just like when you talked about the example of running into someone, you know, I see the world and I try to talk about seeing the world through a sense of everybody is themselves. And we're such in a world of judgment today versus love. If it's something I don't like, if it's something that's different than me, let me judge it versus let me give it insight. Let me help it grow because I care about you. And love does not have a respect of person. Love is about being there for everyone in a way in which they need it to get to their higher level of existence. And unfortunately, what we've done, Francine, many times is we look at love as a higher level of like. And so like is about preference. But love is really about an existence, a way of being in the world. And it doesn't even need like to be exhibited. Mm. It's more, this is who I am. I'm not operating around what you bring to me. I'm operating around what I bring to the world. And that love allows you to treat everyone in that way of growth, development, like we started off this conversation, to get the best out of them and help them show up in the best way possible.
Okay. I have always, I guess in 2019, I started on this new journey personally of tapping into my higher levels, my dimensions, I call them, because there's so many dimensions to a woman, right? We don't even want to, we have to have a whole hour for a show for that.
I would like to sit back and listen to you on that one, Francine.
And you might be able to. So this thing, vibration, right? Vibrating at certain levels. You know, I can definitely say before, when I was married, I was vibrating at a certain level that I didn't like. So I'm like, how do I get out of it? And then once that vibrated, once you have a yearning, right? So whether it's the job, the marriage, the, you know, whatever it is, you have to talk to yourself, some self-talk. The vibration starts, because that's weird for us to say we're vibrating.
No, it's powerful what you're saying, Francine. Yeah. And we have to have control of that vibration spirit. And so often we let the world and circumstances control our vibration. And then what we also do, which hurts us, is we find individuals who are just like us to reconfirm the fact that that person over there is a jerk. So I thought they were a jerk. Now I'm going to talk to you. Now I know they're a jerk. Now I'm really mad at them. You know, because we will confirm the stuff that's going on with us versus reach outside of it at this higher level of existence and be there for other people to make the best out of them. Because everyone is who they are, and they are who they are based on where they've been and what they've seen. And I believe that I bring help to them and try to help others to bring help to them to have them exist at a higher level, and that will then bring the best out of them. So it's a real deep concept, but in the simplest manner, it's just about loving and caring and having concern for everyone and them being the best that they can be. As I kind of embrace this, is that I feel fulfilled. I mean, there are a lot of individuals who go to bed and they're empty by the time they go to bed. They've kind of given out so much and not gotten much back. But when you live a life that's driven by the love principle, what you get back physically, mentally, spiritually, is unbelievable. And therefore, you take that everywhere you go. I love what you mentioned earlier. When toxic stuff gets in you, it'll go to the next place you go. You'll take toxic stuff from work home, toxic stuff from home work to the neighborhood. Now, when you got love, you'll take that the same way you take that toxic stuff everywhere you go. And people will feel it, and they will embrace it. They will embrace you, and they will see you as someone who is credible enough to help them bring out the best them.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is therealdougharris.com. Okay, go back to what you said. It's that loving, caring, and concern for everyone.
Yes.
That is the foundation. That should be on a billboard.
That's it. That's it. You know, and what we have to do, Francine, which we have a challenge with, is, you know, there are people we might not, quote unquote, like, or might not want to be around. Their values, their behaviors are not in line with ours. You know, they may not leave the best feeling. And we then will say that person is not deserving of love. Everyone is deserving of love. You know, like is a preference, love is an obligation. You know, it really helps you understand how to live. And I'm telling you, it will clear up your life, your health, your mind. Unbelievable things happen when you embrace love as a way of existing in the world. And that's my message. I'm sticking to it.
You got a t-shirt?
Sharing it in the world every chance I get. Yeah, for sure.
You got a t-shirt? Come on, you got a t-shirt.
I'm going to put your picture on it, Francine, on the front and back.
Love. I've always lived in this corny world of, I call it the Leave It to Beaver kind of world, where everything, you know, everybody wears pearls and, you know, everybody is just kind to one another, and they are not, you know, and I have tried to brainwash myself into the world is like that. The world is like that. But I've fought and struggled and mentally had to like get a checkup from the neck up. Like, okay, this is how the world is, but do I have to be that way too? Right.
Yeah. I love that when you talk about being kind, because first there's like, you know, being disrespectful. And then you kind of move from that to being kind, which is least cordial and respectful. And then when you start to move into the love principle, it's really about growth and development and getting the best out of people. And so kind is a major improvement from disrespect, but it's not to the level of a love principle where you're putting things in people that they can utilize to bring out the best in. And then the power of it, which I have really kind of experienced personally in the health state, committed to it, is what I get from that experience myself. You know, as I give out love, I just get more powerful. Mm. I get more effective. I get more credible. I get more excited. I get more thoughtful. So it encourages me to put love in the world as a way of having love build me up to me being my possible best. And that's just an exciting equation. It's an exciting equation. And I'm glad and so very glad to have that equation in Charlotte now. So every now and then I can hang out with Francine.
Okay.
And we can express it. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
And like knows like. What is that? What is that saying? Like minds know like minds, and they meet up and great things happen. And right. So I know I only have you for a few more minutes. How can we, okay, can you help us discern and scrape through research, dig for our purpose, right? Because some of us had to stop working. We're on furlough, we're laid off, we're this, we're that, and the other. And we feel a little lost. I'll just be honest. And we want to know, was that my purpose or do I have a new purpose?
I think one of the challenges that people find in looking for their purpose is they ask a lot of to-do questions. You know, what do I like to do? What do I want to do? What is best for me to do? Versus asking questions around impact. So how would I like to leave this world? What difference would I like to make? How do I like to lead people? What do I want the experience that people have when they come encounter with me? How do I like to impact environments and make them better? And so when you ask yourself impact questions, you get closer to purpose. When you ask yourself to-do questions, you might get closer to a job, but you're going to get on that job and probably not be happy because it's not fulfilling your purpose. So purpose gets fulfilled no matter where it goes. So my brand is getting fulfilled if I'm at a job, if I'm in church, if I'm on the radio, wherever I'm at, my brand is being fulfilled because it drives who I exist. And we're not taught to find that deeper level of our being. We're taught to exist in a to-do world. And so purpose is about finding what really drives you. And then also get help. Find those who love you. And they say, look, Doug, I know you, man. You get really excited when you do something for somebody. You get really excited when you see somebody achieve something. They can help you because some of the things that really drive you, you may not even see yourself, but your loved ones will. And that gets you closer to your purpose. And purpose living is the only real life. You know, I tell people, when you set goals, you gain achievement. But when you set vision and purpose, you gain fulfillment. And fulfillment is much higher than achievement. You know, it's much higher than achievement, and it'll drive you through this world.
Wow. You just vibrated me to another level, right? The vision and purpose gives you fulfillment.
Yeah.
You know, I had to write that down. Yeah.
I'm putting on a t-shirt. I got one with your picture. I'm going to get two of them. Fancy.
We're going to come up with a collection. We should have a collection of t-shirts.
We're
going
to come up with a line. You know, cause we got to get paid. We can talk, but we got to get paid. So we're going to come up with a line so we get some money out of this thing.
Oh, man. And then, you know, even if you're making money, you're helping others, right? Because you don't want to make money and destroy others. You want to make money and help others.
Yeah. And it's funny how when you're living in your purpose, you find yourself having to worry about money a lot less.
Mm.
Because your purpose drives money to you. You know, I see people who are like, and it's hard when you're having challenging times to not think about it. But once you get into your purpose, you know, God rewards your purpose, you know, and he rewards it in a way to keep you there so you can keep making a difference. And that allows you to kind of do that which drives you and at the same time have a good life simultaneously. Yep.
Wow. Wow. We got a new best friend this morning. Yes, it is Doug Harris. You can go now. TheRealDougHarris.com. TheRealDougHarris.com. Now, Doug flies all over the world, right? But we're not doing that right now. But he's always speaks about, he does, right? Power, diversity, and inclusion. Now, I know you get a lot of work from that topic. Privilege, unity, and love. I swear I could keep you here. I know, but I got to let you go. You have been a delight.
So I've enjoyed your spirit.
Yeah.
In this conversation. And it's helped kind of motivate me in a way. So you keep that powerful spirit that is within you in the world, and I've seen you give it out freely, and many times you can't let come back, but your spirit is an uplifting people every time you open your mouth, so don't stop that at all. That's your purpose, that's your vision. Pleasure talking with you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I have to thank Monique Stubbs Hall for introducing us. I have to thank Amy for setting things up.
Thank you for your time, Francine.
Well, your 1 hour public talk radio is up. I do not know where the time goes, but I am your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie. I know one thing. I will be back here next weekend, same time, same station, until we meet. And I know we will. I want you to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now.
See you next week.
Please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.